say, which one is it?
Good, we're only 5 minutes behind now.
Solar.
That's just, it's all, they're inquisitive minds. Are you ready? Recording? Okay, great. Good morning, welcome council. This is Mauck County Council session number 6. And we will be hearing now from Joe Thomas, who is the Director of Emergency Operations for Sussex County. He'll be presenting to you a proposal for a mobile command unit purchase. Before we go any further, this is what I'm dubbing the All-Star Team. As everybody has had a chance this morning to come through and take part a couple of times. These are the last 8 who have volunteered and wanted to take part yet again. So if you will go left to right, and please introduce yourself, your name, your school, and which role you're playing.
I am Sharnay Harmon from Sussex Technical High School, and I am the county attorney.
Jacio Nunez, I'm from Sussex Technical High School and District Number 5.
Carly Davidson from Seaford High School, and I'm representing District Number 2.
Mason Raw from Sussex Tech, and I am representing District Number 1, and I am also the president.
Caleb Bradley from Sussex Tech, representing District Number 3.
Marley Fishburne from Seaford High School, representing District Number 4.
I'm Stephen Venable from Veritas Scholars Academy, and I'm the finance director.
Isaiah Barr from Sussex Tech, representing the clerk of the council.
Okay, thank you all. Without further ado, Mr. Thomas.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
As Chip said, my name is Joe Thomas. I'm the director of the Emergency Operations Center. Our function is we provide the 911 emergency services for the county. So that's 911 dispatching. We dispatch local law enforcement, state police, fire departments, and EMS. We also provide disaster services to the county in the forms of emergency management. Typically, it's weather-related events that we look at, hurricanes, nor'easters, tropical storms, snowstorms, flooding events, those kind of things. And on a side note, just so you all know, I'm also a former member of Boys State from 1983, and I represented Woodbridge High School. So, I come before you today to seek your approval to purchase a new mobile command unit. If you look at the slides, you'll see a picture of our current unit. That is a 2000, that was the model year of that particular unit. That unit is well over 18 years old. And what we're looking to do is, let me first back up and talk to you about some of the capabilities. We utilize this unit during weather-related incidents. Large-scale flooding where there's resources are cut off, communications is cut off, there's damage, things like that. We can take this unit, go right into the community, and basically set up a mobile office, if you will, and we can provide the disaster services from that unit. We can also utilize the vehicle as a backup 911 center. We can actually dispatch our local emergency services out of this unit if we have to. It also provides continuity of operations to critical county functions. We can support some of the services that the county provides through this unit by having radio and telephone communications as well as information technology as well. Our local fire service utilizes this unit for major alarms or incidents. We've gone to large-scale woods fires, large commercial building fires, marsh fires. We can also go to mass casualty incidents. We could also be utilized during, and we hope we never have to see that in this area, but an active shooter event or incident, things like that. We've also utilized, predominantly gets most of the use of the unit, is for large-scale events that occur throughout the county. Some of the more prominent ones are the 4th of July fireworks in Rehoboth Beach, where up to 500,000 people show up in Rehoboth to watch the fireworks. Return Day, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Return Day here in Georgetown. That's where all the politicians from the state of Delaware come to one area and celebrate the end of the election. So you can imagine the security risk with having the entire congressional leadership of your state in one location. We used to do pumpkin chunking. As some of you may have seen in the news, they're trying to resurrect that event and bring it back to Sussex County. I don't know if they'll be successful, but we actually take the unit out, set it up, and we support all the emergency services for the 3-day event that they have. And also Apple Scrapple Festival in Bridgeville. Apple Scrapple Festival draws about 30,000 people into Bridgeville on a Saturday afternoon, and the logistics of getting our emergency services up and down the streets is a challenge, and we can communicate and provide that right out of that unit. So like I said, the unit's over 18 years old. As you can well imagine, after being active for 18 years, there's certain technologies within that unit that were current in the year 2000 that have become outdated. Now, we have spent a considerable amount of funds over the years to try to keep all of our services up to date in the vehicle. But one of the other areas that to look at, as you can see by the picture of the vehicle, it's a school bus chassis. So we are limited in spacing. And as the county continues to grow and our services expand, we also need to expand our footprint, if you will, of that vehicle, because we're putting more people in the vehicle to operate at events. So what you see before you is a conceptual picture of the vehicle that we're requesting to purchase. As you can see, it's a much larger vehicle. It is what we call a custom-built body. It has four slide-outs, which allow us to expand our footprint, and we can go from putting two dispatchers in that vehicle up to six. We can also have a conference room that we can bring in the leadership or the folks that are the decision makers from the event or incident, and we can brief them on what's going on and provide and get them to make decisions on how we're going to react and respond to these things. So what we'd like to do is that we'd like to purchase the unit through a state contract vendor. I provided you a brief paper with a few paragraphs, but what we're looking to do is it's called the Houston-Galveston Area Council of Governments, or HGAC. What that is it's a nationwide government procurement service that allows governments across the country to basically procure items more efficiently, because what it allows you to do, once you become a member of the HGAC, now you can look at all the state contracts or a competitive bid processes that have occurred across the country, and if one of those fits the criteria that you're looking for, you can utilize that contract as long as you're a member of the council. The state of Delaware is a member of the HGAC, so what we'd like to do is we'd like to become a member of the HGAC and go through the competitive bid process through this, which would allow us to utilize a state contract, which will help us better procure this item through those endeavors. So let's talk about the money. So we're looking at a price tag of approximately $1.6 million for this vehicle. That includes the vehicle and all the equipment and electronics that would be installed inside of it to make that vehicle operational for any of the events that I've talked about previously. But what we've been able to do is we've been able to go out and research, and we can get federal grant money to help support the purchase. So what you're looking at in the chart is that the vehicle itself to build is approximately $1.4 million. The equipment expense, we're estimating about $250,000. And what you see below that is it says 2013 leftover EMPG, 2014 EMPG, 2015 EMPG. EMPG is the Emergency Management Performance Grant. Basically, any entity in the United States that has an emergency management function, you can get 50% of your expenses back through the federal government through FEMA by just submitting your cost. So we've been able to secure approval through EMPG to support the cost of this vehicle. We also, and the last two is a home 2014 and 2015 Homeland Security grants. Those two grants are 100% reimbursable grants through the federal government from Homeland Security. So all we have to do is purchase the equipment, which is that $250,000 price tag up top, and we will get our entire investment back through the grant process. So when you add all that up, at the end of the day, for $1.6 million, we can get federal funding for just a little over $900,000 worth of the vehicle, and the county's portion would only be about $685,000. That equates to about 60% of the cost of the vehicle we would get reimbursement back through federal grants, So the county's portion would only be about 40% of the total expense of the vehicle. So with that said, we're coming before you to seek your approval to see if we can start the process of actually going forward with this with the numbers I provided. So I'll stop there and entertain any questions you may have.
So it's been 18 years since you've gotten an upgrade. Why so late?
The vehicles themselves tend to last because just like a fire engine, they don't put a lot of miles on them. Mm-hmm. But so what happens is you tend to have the vehicle itself last longer. And to be honest with you, in 2000, that vehicle we had was ideal. But as we've grown, the county's grown in population, our services have expanded, we've slowly outgrown the vehicle to the point where we feel that it's time for us to take the next step forward and move up.
Don't you feel that after all the money that you've put in to replace most of the equipment in it, that you've probably ran up the amount that it would cost to get a new one?
We have expenses, but nothing to the price tag of what you're seeing for the unit. And because of the shell of the vehicle, we're limited as to how much we can actually do. So once again, it becomes an issue of expandability due to increased volume and providing the services.
If I may make a comment here, what exactly, why do we need this vehicle? The main events that you've talked about is basically parades and of things of that nature, not so much of emergency. So what is the necessity of this vehicle versus using other emergency vehicles?
So the events you talk about are typically large scale, which provides a large volume of people. And providing public safety to a large group of people is paramount. So having a vehicle that's on site, that's dedicated to that event or incident, which takes the burden off the 911 center to handle the rest of the county, becomes very crucial, it becomes very ideal, and it works very well. This model is used across the United States and across the world, actually. So it allows us to be on site and be completely dedicated to that event, which is typically a large scale, large volume of people, which is what we're looking for.
Could you elaborate on the capabilities of this vehicle?
So it has full radio capability to talk to all the emergency services within the state of Delaware, as well as our neighboring counties in Maryland. It has video downlink, so when we actually have a camera on the Delaware State Police helicopter, they can go overhead and shoot video, which we can bring into the vehicle. We can actually bring in drone video, which we've done before. It also has backup phone capabilities, so in the event we had to physically vacate our 911 center because of a fire, maybe anything, we can relocate into that vehicle and continue to maintain services. We actually have a 40-foot mast or a 25-foot mast on the old vehicle with a camera that we can put in the air and shoot across an incident or event, provide critical information back to the incident commander that they may not be able to see standing on the ground. We also have computer capability as far as internet capability, network capability, those kind of things.
Thank you.
On average, how much does this vehicle travel?
So the vehicle that we're requesting to replace gets utilized approximately 25 times a year.
So not that much?
No.
Okay, thank you.
How long do you think these vehicles will last? Like, because they're very expensive, so what is your, you know, estimate of how roughly long this will last?
The vehicle that we're looking at purchasing, I would estimate and very confidently that it should last the county well into 20 years, possibly even longer.
What other purchases could be made with this money? Are there any other small purchases that would do a similar job?
You could buy some of the equipment that we've talked about, but bringing it all together under one roof, if you will, probably you couldn't do it as efficiently as you can with a vehicle like this. You'd have to bring in some sort of tent configuration, and you'd have to set up tables, bring in phone lines, whereas this, you pull in, you basically open the vehicle up, and you're ready for business.
So on a scale of jobs, so would you have to like make job openings for more 911 dispatchers or troopers for that area?
No, sir. No. What happens is currently is that if we have an incident, if there was an incident today where the vehicle needs to respond to, one of the current dispatchers working in the 911 center would go with the vehicle, and we would call in someone to backfill their spot in the center so that we maintain our level of service.
Is this a gas engine or a diesel engine?
Diesel.
It is a diesel. So why not just set up tents and actually set up the tables in the dispatch area instead of putting that expensive fuel into the, not fuel, but...
If we are called to an incident, if we were called to an incident right now, we can be pretty much anywhere within the county in approximately 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And in 15 minutes, I can have that vehicle completely operational and working the incident. Okay. If I have to call in tables and chairs and tents and pull in phone lines, we're looking at an hour or more before we could be up and functioning.
But it's very rare that you guys would get called to something.
We're getting, as the county continues to grow and expand, our incidents are starting to increase in severity, and the requests for the vehicle are increasing.
Okay.
When we first started out, we didn't go out nearly as much, but we're seeing a trend of more and more call outs.
So it is being needed to be, it's needed to be used.
In fact, we're actually automatically dispatched on any mass casualty incident over 10 people injured. We're being automatically dispatched on anything that requires technical rescue where our teams are going out. We're automatically being dispatched on anything where there's a hazardous material incident to support the decontamination teams. So we're definitely increasing our service.
So we're definitely utilizing,
yes.
If we buy it, it will definitely be used more often than what it
yes.
is now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
To elaborate upon that, how many times has this vehicle actually been used, not necessarily just attending an event, but actually being equipped and fully functioning because of the necessity of it?
We've actually utilized for incidents and events approximately 20 a year, and we're seeing an increase in requests for it because the amount of events that are being sponsored and operated within the county is starting to increase as well. So we're seeing a trend of more events across the county drawing in larger groups of people, and us providing the service of supporting that from a public safety standpoint.
Is there also a possibility to lower the cost by using perhaps a different vehicle type? The equipment you listed is $250,000, but the vehicle, the mobile command unit, is what really is raising the price. Is it possible to use a slightly smaller vehicle, perhaps a two-person one, and just buying two of them and equipping both of those?
If you go to a smaller vehicle, you're going to limit your capability and your expandability. This vehicle, we feel that it will provide the services we need, but allow us that expandability over the years, the 20 years I spoke of, whereas even though services may increase and we may increase the number of responses, the vehicle, we can grow into that vehicle throughout over the years.
Yeah.
We do the very same thing at the 911 center. When we moved into our 911 center 11 years ago, we didn't have nearly the number of dispatchers we do today, but as call volume has increased progressively over the years and we bring in more people, we built that expansion into the center, and we're doing the same with this vehicle.
Thank you.
How long would it take to earn the money back? You said this vehicle will last for 20 years. Will we be reimbursed over 20 years for the money?
So what happens with special events in the county is that if you are a nonprofit and you're having an event and you don't charge an admission fee, then if we come in and support your event, there's no charge. If you have an event that you are charging admission, or there's a registration, or you're actually profiting off of it, then when we come in with that unit, dispatchers as well as the county paramedics, you get a bill from the county for the services rendered.
Where will you store the vehicle?
We currently have our current vehicle is out at the county maintenance garage, and that building is sufficient to support the size of this new vehicle as well. So it would be housed inside, and then we have various people close proximity that can come and get the vehicle and respond.
What will happen to the old vehicle?
We would like to try to sell it. We have some other agencies that have some interest in the vehicle for someone just starting out, so we feel like we can sell that vehicle and recoup some of this money. By no means will we recoup the full amount, but we'll get some money back.
How much would you approximately say we'd recoup?
I would estimate that we could get anywhere from $50,000 possibly up to $100,000 back.
So after the equipment is installed in this new vehicle, would we have to pay for any more equipment over the years?
As equipment, electronics equipment evolves over the years, so every piece of electronic equipment out there has a shelf life. Most of it's somewhere between 10 and 15 years, and at that time the manufacturer will put out a notice saying we're no longer, they call it end of life. They no longer manufacture that product, and they support it for a few more years, but here's the next upgrade you need to do. So those things are going to happen irregardless of what we do, but that's where we, and our plan is to budget accordingly as those come up, as we know about it.
How soon would you say that you need this vehicle?
We need it today, to be honest with you. We've outgrown the vehicle that I showed you in the very beginning. We have constraints. The spacing in that current vehicle is our biggest challenge.
So waiting another year for more DEMA and FEMA funding to support the cost of this vehicle, you would say is not an option?
There's not much more funding that we can put towards this based on the 50-50 match on that emergency management performance grant. So we have to spend some money to get 50% of the grant.
Okay, thank you.
Given that the vehicle would only be sold for $50,000, what's stopping you from scrapping that vehicle and getting all the newer equipment and putting it in the new vehicle?
We just felt like instead of just completely junking the old vehicle, we could at least put it out there to some of the local governments and see if there's any interest in buying it. And I've talked to some of my counterparts in other counties in the region, and there is an interest out there for some of these folks that are just starting out with this concept. So I think we can get something out of it.
Is there interest in the equipment inside the vehicle?
They would take it as is, yes.
They would take it as is, okay. Thank you.
Could we do a loan to you that you'd repay back over 5 years using DEMA and FEMA funding from future events?
I don't know if that, I've never gone down that path as far as utilizing the grant money and doing a loan, so I'm not sure if that would be something feasible. I'd have to research that.
Okay, thank you.
What do you personally believe to be the necessity level of acquiring this vehicle?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What's like your personal belief on like how this set, like how much of a necessity this vehicle is?
My personal belief is this is very much needed. We go out quite often to large scale incidents. We go out to events that have large thousands of people, and in the environment that we are currently in this country and across the world, with the threat of attacks, having something on site to provide that public safety, that blanket of coverage, if you will, I personally think is paramount. It shows that we're taking it very seriously and supporting the county.
How do you think this vehicle is increases every year on how much it's needed? Like you said that on average now it's 20, but how do you think it'll increase next year?
I think once we buy the new vehicle with the expanded capabilities that I've talked about, and once we talk to our partners that we deal with, I feel very confident that our number of deployments is going to increase, because seeing what the capability and the enhanced capability we're providing, we'll get more requests.
Okay. Thank you.
You guys are wearing me out. Any other questions? I have a motion if you're ready.
Yes. We're ready.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the director of the Emergency Operations Center to move forward with an agreement with Frontline Communications to purchase a mobile command unit in the amount of $1,369,736.60.
I motion.
I second.
To clarify, $900,000 would be repaid back to the county, correct?
Those figures you see in front of you are actual figures. Yes. So that 935.5 is the secured funding that we have presently.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard from Mr. Thomas, and you now have a live motion before you. So if there are no further questions, Mr. President.
No further questions? Begin voting.
You can call for the vote.
Yes.
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 There you go.
You guys did better because I almost lost out last year. So just to give you an idea, before you is the picture of the new mobile command unit that went into service January of last year. It has been, you talked about deployments. Before we purchased this unit, we were only seeing about a 20 to 25 request. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 41 deployments for the vehicle, and they continue to, we continue to get calls as we go along. There's the other side of the vehicle. As you can see, we increased the footprint. We also put a 40-foot mast on the vehicle with a camera, and just to give you a little caveat on the camera, we did polar bear plunge down in Rehoboth Beach for the last 2 years, and we parked on the boardwalk. And the camera, we could see the sky or the skyline of Cape May, New Jersey from Rehoboth Beach with the camera. There's another picture of it. That's actually at the polar bear plunge. And this is actually at Mount Air Farms in Selbyville last year. They had a fire on the roof of the building. They had to evacuate the building, and there was a threat of a 60,000-gallon anhydrous ammonia tank being impinged by fire on the roof. We brought the vehicle in, we piped in the drone video into the vehicle, we brought in the Department of Natural Resources, Mount Air's folks, the fire marshal and the fire chief. They watched the video, they were checking the thermal readings, and were able to make decisions collectively on how to take care of the event. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Great job, great questions, all of you.
Thank you all.